Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 161. Today, Tammy asks, how do I find experts to talk to fill in the fine details that make scenes feel real? I have a huge advantage in writing science fiction. My partner is a biochemist who works with neuroscience researchers. He also likes talking through different scenarios and doesn't get offended when I head off in alternate directions. I don't think this is a good plan for answering all my non-science questions, though. For this story, for instance, I need to know what it's like for girls raised in a Mormon household, day-to-day life during a power plant turnaround, and how military skills training is structured and how it feels to go through it. I know the Googles can give me a lot of information, but a single conversation with someone who's lived it would add a whole different feel to my writing. Any suggestions for how to find these experts, and what would convince them to talk to me, coffee, meals, firstborn children, would be greatly appreciated. Well, Tammy, this is where you get to play the writer card. People do love talking to writers, unless they get the impression that you're a journalist who's going to do an expose on them and make them look bad. The first sort of line that I always go to is memoirs. Blogs by people who are living a particular kind of life, all that sort of stuff. They're not always highly reliable or representative, but they acquaint you with the vocabulary and thought systems involved in particular subcultures. And that makes it easier to more effectively interview people for different sorts of things. As far as a power plant turnaround, that could be as simple as calling a local power plant or finding the closest power plant of the sort you're talking about, whether it's coal-fired, gas-fired, nuclear-powered, calling them and arranging for a tour. Or if you can't arrange for a tour, try to talk to their public relations people, and if that doesn't work, call the union up and ask them to put you in touch with someone at the union at the power plant, because most power plants do have a unionized workforce. One way or another, you should be able to get in, and yeah, offering to buy coffee, or give credit, or not give credit, as the case may be, because you want people to talk freely with you, and you don't want them to be afraid that they're going to get credited whether they want to or not if they let something embarrassing, untoward, or otherwise personally jeopardizing slip. And, of course, if you're wanting to get the gory details, talking to someone on the other side of any particular power struggle or dispute is a great way to do that, because you can get people to go on and on about their pet hates forever. Something like a girl raised in a Mormon household, well, that's fairly easy. There are Mormons everywhere. Familiarize yourself a little bit with the way Mormons act, speak, and relate, and you can start to tell just by overhearing casual conversation who among the people you know is likely to be a Mormon, or among the people you run into at the coffee shop or the grocery store or whatever. Now, it is important to keep in mind that just like Christians, Mormons are not a monolithic set. There's a different sort of Mormon in upper-class Utah versus lower-class Utah. There's differences between the fundamentalists and the mainliners. There's differences between the borderline Jack Mormons and the ultra-devout. You get a very different sort of Mormon in California than you do in Utah. You get a different sort of Mormon in the suburbs than you do in the urban areas versus the rural areas. And you may get a very different report of the experience by talking to a current Mormon who was raised in the church and an ex-Mormon who was raised in the church. Ex-Mormons are easy to find, by the way. There's ex-Mormon support boards online. You just look for them, go in and listen to the conversations, and you can even interview people on the board, or indeed find podcasts with people being interviewed about growing up in the Mormon church. And if you don't mind learning how to do it, you can actually, if you're trying to meet Mormons in real life who are still fairly devout, you can learn how to spot the underwear through clothes. Mormons who are temple inducted have a particular sacred set of underwear that they wear all the time. It has spiritual significance that will take too long to go into here, and I haven't read up on it in a while, so I'm not confident that I get the details right. But a lot more goes into the Mormon experience of being raised a girl than just the Mormonism. There's all sorts of cultural factors from the secular society around them, from the siblings they were raised with, from the neighborhood they came up in, that impacts the way the church experience flavors their lives. So that would be my one caveat with that. But Mormons are pretty easy to find, and Mormons and ex-Mormons both generally love to talk about their experiences in the church or complain about their experiences in the church if they're ex-Mormons. If you're looking for a fairly complete picture, one of the things you might want to think about doing is trying to talk to both current Mormons and ex-Mormons who come from a similar socioeconomic background so that you can get both the good side, which the current Mormons will give you, and the dirt, which the ex-Mormons will give you. As far as military skills training and how it feels to go through it, military memoirs are your dream. They are frequently very, very accurate, and military skills training changes by era in the particulars. What people went through in boot for World War II is very different from what people went through in boot for Vietnam. It's very different from what happened for people going into the First or the Second Gulf War or Afghanistan or anything else, because the discipline of war changes with the advance of technology, and the nature of the job of soldiery changes with both the advance of technology and the understanding of human psychology that the Army is currently working with. And also keep in mind that training is very, very different. Even boot is very, very different for squids versus ground pounders versus foot soldiers versus naval aviators versus Air Force folks. The boot camp has similar characteristics, but they are learning a culture and a authority structure and a way of thinking that is unique to each branch of the service. And of course, special forces training and officer corps training are different than your standard boot camp, and quite frequently happen in addition to raw recruit boot camp. Oddly, of the things that you've listed, the military is the most accessible. Don't pay a lot of attention to what you see in movies, because movies tend to be glamorized, sanitized, politicized in one direction or another. They give you a slice of the military experience quite frequently, but not necessarily an accurate picture of the mentality or the particulars. For an accurate picture of the mentality of a veteran who is no longer in the military but who served their time during the Vietnam era, Magnum PI is actually fantastic. The members of the cast, many of them were in Vietnam, and even the ones that weren't played characters who were all in Vietnam, and the writing staff were all veterans, and there's a reason that Donald Belisario produced Magnum and JAG and NCIS and whatnot. He's an old Navy guy, and his shows really very finely exemplify a military mentality on a day-to-day level. So that's, if you want to go to television, that's one of the places to go. Otherwise, read memoirs like the book that American Sniper was based on, and the book by the guy who trained, guy that wrote the book by American Sniper. Go to air shows and talk to the veterans that go and the people that fly. If you're in any major port city in the U.S., there is frequently a decommissioned battleship or warship that you can tour and get a feel for life, at least in a particular era, on board a naval ship. In the Bay Area, it's the USS Hornet. In San Diego, it's the USS Midway. I don't know what all is available. And in San Francisco, you can tour a diesel-electric submarine. It's the Blue... I can't remember what its name was right now. But you can tour ships. You can even tour frequently military bases, if like army bases and whatnot, if you call ahead and ask permission and arrange for that. The Army, the Navy, the Marines, they all have public relations departments for things like this. You know, again, just talking to people, being brave enough to ask the question that might be rude, but ask it in a way that suggests that you're genuinely interested and that you care about representing the experience fairly in your books will take you a long way. And of course, since you write science fiction, if you go to science fiction conventions, you will frequently find reservists and veterans among the ranks of science fiction fans. So if you keep your ears open, particularly at MIL-SF panels and whatnot, you'll frequently find veterans and active duty personnel or active duty reservists who are willing to discuss their experiences with you. Keep your eyes open and your ears open. Be friendly and read as much as you can to get familiar with your subjects, and you're going to go a long way. Finding experts is challenging, but it is a whole lot of fun. And once you find them, they tend to hook you up with other experts, because experts in one field aren't experts in others, and they will frequently trade information with each other, particularly if they are also writers or trivia buffs or rampant autodidacts or what have you. Thank you for the excellent question. It was lots of fun to answer. I hope you are having a good official NaNoWriMo, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.